Get Up with Cliffo and Loggy. Check it out. Turn it on,
turn it up, you're my radio. Cliffo and Loggy's catch up.
Cliffo and Loggy's radio brainstorm. Radio brainstorm. Radio brainstorm.
Yeah.
Happy to help where we can.
Thank you. I need some help. My friends seem to think that I'm real creative and good with stuff. They always ask me for things like, hey, can you write a funny invite to my party? Or can you write a funny status for this photo? It's great, but I'm not that good. And that's why.
Guys, I love you, but you overestimate my ability.
Yes, you do. And that's why yesterday when my mate Hayley, she's organising a Tough Mudder team. She asked me to join and I said no. But she's organised a Tough Mudder team. There's 8 girls in the team. They need a creative Tough Mudder name.
If you're not across the whole Tough Mudder thing, it's a bit like your Spartan kind of outdoor obstacle course. I think Tough Mudder has a reputation for being very dirty.
Yes.
A lot of crawling in mud and barbed wire.
Yeah. It was like one of the, I'm pretty sure it was the first of that style of event.
Yeah.
But that's why they want a really creative name. So there's 8 girls that are waiting for me to get back with them with a name. And the best that I could come up with yesterday was Mutton Dressed as Mudders. And instead of The Handmaid's Tale, which is a very big Netflix show, The Mudmaid's Tale. So none of them are great, right?
I think they're good starting points.
There's nothing good. So I want something that's funny. It can have the word mud in it. It can have the word tough in it.
Yeah.
There's 8 girls there. So maybe there's something I'll play on words, but I just need something that's creative and good, better than The Mudmaid's Tale or Mutton Dressed as Mudders.
Do you remember Absolutely Fabulous?
Of course.
Ab-fab, yeah. What about Mud Salutely Fabulous?
All right, yes.
Because 8 girls.
That's better than mine.
Mud Salutely Fabulous.
Because
fabulous, they're girls.
Yeah. No, I like that. All right, I'm writing it
down. The other one too. Remember The Hateful Eight? Quentin Tarantino. What about the mud fillet?
The mud fillet. That's another good one.
All right.
But I feel like let's get a pool. Let's get a pool of
suggestions.
And then I will tell my friends that you've come up with it. If you're the lucky one with a good creative name. No, I won't. I'll say it's me. 13, 12, 16. Please help me. I need creative names for a Tough Mudder team.
It's a Cliffo and Loggy radio brainstorm. It's been a while.
Cliffo and Loggy's radio brainstorm.
Since we've done one of these.
Radio brainstorm.
So they're your parameters. It's 8 women.
8 women.
Taking part in Tough Mudder.
Yes.
And we need a creative team name.
Creative team name. Give it to me.
Renee, you're calling for the radio brainstorm, mate.
For Loggy's friends.
Yes.
And what have you got?
Well, it's interpreted rudely, but I'm not swearing.
No, that's okay.
That's cool.
It's the 8 Mudder Toughers.
Mudder Toughers.
That is great.
Well, that's better than any of my suggestions.
I really like that.
Probably trumps yours as well, Loggs.
I'm not going to say it again because I'll say it wrong and swear on the radio, but I'm writing it down.
Renee, thank you. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Sharon from Mount Lowe.
Hello, Sharon. What name have you got for me?
Octomud.
That is really funny too.
What about, so Octonauts is a really big kids' TV show around at the moment, aimed at the toddler demographic.
Yep.
What if it was Octomuds?
Yeah, that's
what. She just said Octomud. But I think put the S on the end.
Okay.
That way anyone with a toddler is going to be
and it's also
a spin on
Octonauts. The Octomum who had 8 babies.
Wasn't that a weird story?
Yeah, that was weird too.
Beck, you're next. What's your suggestion?
I got 2. I reckon, an octopus because of the 8 tentacles.
Octopus. Okay,
And the Mighty Mad Mudders.
Mighty Mad Mudders.
The Mighty Mad Mudders.
I don't know if they're mighty, but they're definitely mad, these girls.
And going to be covered in mud, so there's a few, words there that are accurate. We'll take one more. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Brett,
give me a name, a creative one. Go.
Muddy Mate. But you got to spell mate with M8F.
Oh, my God.
M8F.
Okay, that's another clever one. I
said that was one. We'll take one. But this is going too good.
Yeah, I need another one too.
One, this has to be it because we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Jeffrey. Yeah.
Oh.
Bah.
Should have ended where you were going to, Cliffo. Should have ended where you were going
to. Get up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Hit 103.1.
Internet privacy has been in the news a lot over the last couple of weeks after this Facebook information hack.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put that on the back burner for a sec and talk instead about bathroom privacy.
Oh, which is also a big issue.
One thing that you and I, and very rarely do we actually agree on stuff, but one thing we agree on is this trend in new homes on not having toilet doors in en-suites. Not cool.
I need a door.
Not cool.
I need two. If you've got two doors, give me that.
Yeah. We're a very open door policy kind of house. Doors are generally open in our place, but when you're doing number twos, they're shut.
Yeah.
And when a door is even just partially shut in our house, that means I just need privacy for a second.
It's a knock before you enter situation.
Thank you. So this happened just last night. My daughter generally just hops in the shower with me just because it's easy, and then I'll give her a once-over, chuck her out, her mum dries her and dresses her. What was about to happen last night, but I had to go into the bathroom first because I could tell, and this is not a nice story, but I'm going to tell it. I could tell I had a pimple in an area that wasn't my face.
There's so many other areas it could be.
And it was just like a regular common pimple in the downstairs.
Oh, okay.
Kind
front,
of region.
Front quadrant or back quadrant?
Front quadrant. Okay. And it was difficult to find because it was amongst some hair, some curly hairs, okay? So that's what's going on. That's my situation.
Totally normal. Don't mean to have this face that I've got at the moment. It's a totally normal thing.
That does happen, right?
It happens.
Sweat down there from time to time.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
You got me worried. Like,
no,
there's something.
No, you're fine.
Unnormal happening down there.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so I'm like, I have to inspect what's happening there because I could feel it. It was not nice. And whenever you feel any lumps in that area, you should probably check that stuff out.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Just being responsible. I'm a father, goddammit. So I partially shut the bathroom door, going, that's enough for privacy or whatever. Next minute, doors flung open. My daughter walks in. She's nearly four, and she knows what pimples are now because, believe it, at 4 years old, she's already getting the odd pimple here and there.
Yeah.
Doors flung open. She's walked in and noticed what I'm doing, and she's
like... Can I just ask quickly, are you fully nude at this stage? Or
Completely.
Do you have... Okay, I thought you might have just had pants.
No.
Like, you know, okay.
Naked as the day I'm born.
Okay, nude. Right?
So door flings open. Matilda trots on in. She's like, oh, Daddy, you got a pimple. I'm like, yeah, but can you get...
Yeah, it's a private situation I'm having.
Get on out. The door was half closed for a reason.
Yeah.
Next minute, my wife sees my daughter walk in, and she's already up and about because we know it's nearly, you know, shower time and all that, and she's involved in that process. So next minute, she walks in, and she's like, oh, got a pimple, did you know? Like, yes.
Yes, I do.
I've got a pimple. I kid you not. Next minute, the cat, Taco, walks in, and I just looked at him. I'm like, yes, it's a pimple. What of it? Get out.
Get up. With Cliffo and Loggy.
Hit 103.1.
I'm going to get a bit deep at the moment, so just excuse me, but I just want to talk about something special to me. I've spoken before about my previous job before I started radio was in the court system. So I was a deputy registrar of the Magistrates Court of Victoria, which sounds like a very big title. And I guess it
doesn't sound like a natural jump to radio.
Radio announcer.
Either, but I'm so glad you made it.
Yeah, but look, I did that for about 5 years before I got into radio. And last week I was very saddened to hear of a magistrate's passing. And when I first got into the court system, I was a bench clerk. So if you're not sure what that's about, basically, if you think of a courtroom, you've got the magistrate up the back, a bit higher, sitting there presiding over the whole court, and the bench clerk sits in front of them. And they're the ones that kind of organise all the court. So you're calling matters, you're making sure everyone's where they're supposed to be, and it's a really stressful job. So when I first started, I was so frightened. Like, I was so confused, I was stressed, I couldn't figure out how to run the court properly. Like, it took quite a few months for me to get the rhythm of it because it's a really stressful industry. And one magistrate put me at ease, and that was His Honour, Mr. Stephen Mile. Now, he was the kind of guy that just really lifted your spirits and just made you cool your jets. Like, you knew that no matter how stressful the day was going to be, that he was just going to take it nice and slow and that he wasn't going to get upset with you if you made a mistake or anything like that. And he was great to watch on the bench too because he was one of those magistrates that was fair and he was just and he was kind to everyone in the courtroom, no matter, you know, which side you were sitting on. And you were just really stoked when you found out you were going to be in court with him that day because And for me personally, he's really left an impact on my life, even though I haven't spoken to him in so long and everything. He really left an impact on my life. And he had a, Mr. Mile, he had a beautiful family. He had devoted friends. He was part of the community. Like, he wasn't in financial difficulty, obviously. He was a magistrate. He loved to ride motorbikes. He loved the Essendon Footy Club. We had many chats about that. So it was so shocking that he chose to take his own life last week at 59 years of age. And in Australia, suicide, we know this, it's the leading cause of death for people between 15 and 44. But the reason I wanted to talk about it was that he was nearly 60, you know, like he had everything going for him. Like, who would have thought that this could happen? And it just really shocked the whole community as a whole. He was just a really happy-go-lucky fella. It's just really shocking. Like, I feel for his family, I feel for his friends, I feel for the legal community, and it just goes to show that depression and other mental health issues, it's not a choice when you have them. It's no one wants them. If we didn't have to have them, we wouldn't have them. And I just wish that he felt that he could have spoken about those feelings before making that choice, that he could have got the help that he needed, because he was just such a beautiful person. And no matter your age, no matter your status, your gender, you know, your problems matter. And if you are having problems, just go and talk to someone about it, because, you know, there were like 600 people at his funeral. He wow. meant so much to so many people, including me. And it's just heartbreaking to think that he was in that frame of mind and didn't speak up about it. And we all wish that he did.
And you raise such a great point, Loggie, that the black dog doesn't discriminate. If the black dog can get the better of a man like Mr. Mile, no one is safe.
Yeah.
You know, really, yeah, no one's above that. So
no. So Lifeline, please, always there, 13, 11, 14. And, yeah, valet Mr. Mile. He was an awesome dude.
Cliffo and Loggie, weekday mornings from 5. Townsville's Hit 103.1.